My lesson today is on things that we must do daily if we're going to be strong in the Lord. If we're going to be strong in the Lord, we must daily walk in the Lord. If we're going to be more than a conqueror, we're going to have to daily walk in the Spirit. If we're going to be strong in the Lord and overcome the wiles of the devil, we must daily take on the full armor of God. This is just a few of the daily things that we must do because of the daily things that God does for us. In Psalm 68, David said, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." God loads us up with benefits. He doesn't give us a half load or three quarters of a load. We're loaded up with benefits. But on the other hand, the devil, daily, he will load you down with things that will drag you down. He'll load you down with anxiety. He'll load you down with fear. He'll load you down with foolish thinking. The devil will load you down with a burden that you cannot carry. On the other hand, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light." God loads us up with light burdens. And then in Psalms 103, David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." When I read that, I began to think, maybe some people forget the benefits that God has loaded us up with. Maybe they have forgotten the promises of God. Maybe they have forgotten the promises that Jesus said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." Maybe they have forgotten the promise where it is written, "The promise is unto you and to your children and to those that are afar off, even as many as the Lord your God should call." But my worst fear is that they would forget the promise that Jesus made to his disciples. He told them, "If I go away, I shall come again." That was a promise that Jesus made. That's a promise that Jesus is going to keep. Yet I fear that many have forgotten that promise. When we forget these benefits that God bestows upon us daily, we begin to wander from God. We forget his love, his forgiveness, his salvation, and we become discouraged. David says, "Forget not all of his benefits." David didn't list all of the benefits of God, but he did list a few. He said, "Who forgives all mine iniquities? Who heals all of my diseases?" David does not want us to forget these benefits. We should never forget that it is God who forgives all of our iniquity. It is God who heals all of our diseases. And then David added this, "Who redeems my life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies?" Never forget, it is God's benefit to redeem you from destruction. It is a benefit of God to be crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. David said, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. And then in Psalms 116, David asked the question, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? And then he gives us a partial list. In verse 13 of that same chapter, he lists the portion of those. In the next verse, he said, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord in the presence of all his people. And last but not least, David said, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. David says, this is what I will render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me. What are we rendering to the Lord for all the benefits towards us? Do we offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving? Do we call upon his name? Do we pay our vows unto the Lord? These are some questions that we should ask ourselves. I find in Luke chapter 9 and verse 23, Jesus said to them all. Notice that. Jesus said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Jesus told them all to follow me. Let him deny himself. Let him take up his cross daily and follow me. Jesus said, let him. Don't make him do it. Don't try to compel him to do it. Just let him deny himself. Let him take up his cross daily. Taking up the cross is a daily thing. Every morning when we get out of bed, let's don't forget the cross. We all know that the cross is the sign of a crucifixion. In those days, when people saw men with a cross on their shoulder, they knew right away these men were about to be crucified. When I read that, I began to hear Paul tell the Galatians, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that lives within me. I die daily. The world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the desires. This crucifying of the flesh is a daily crucifixion, is a daily dying. Paul said, I am crucified, a daily crucifixion, a daily dying. I know this seems hard. I know that this seems like something we would not want to be a part of. Maybe that's the reason so many go through the day without their cross, because they anticipate no crucifixion and no dying.